What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll listen to music from the great torch singers of Indiana Avenue. A torch song is defined as a song that laments an unrequited or lost love. The smoke-filled clubs of Indiana Avenue were full of broken-hearted patrons who found comfort in this music. And many Avenue performers became masterful torch singers, including Sarah McLawler, who graduated from Crispus Attucks High School in the early 1940s. Sarah is best known for her work as a jazz organist, but she recorded extensively as a vocalist during the 1950s. We'll start this week's show with three classic torch songs from Sarah McLawler. I'm Just Another One in Love With You, You're Gone, and Somehow.
The leaves on a tree, add another note to a sweet melody. Now one more doesn't make any difference. I'm just another one in love with you. So add another star to the stars in the sky. You're gone and skies ain't blue no more. The birds don't sing just like before. My heart just cries and almost dies. I tell myself some awful lies. You're gone. You're gone. Somehow I know that you're the one I care for. The thought of you just lingers all the while. Somehow I just can't forget you. You're on my mind, you haunt me every moment.
We just heard three songs from Sarah McLawler. And on this week's show, we're listening to music from the great torch singers of the Avenue. Flo Garvin sang torch songs in nightclubs across the city, from Meridian Street to the Avenue. Up next, we'll hear one of Flo's original compositions. From 1952, this is Flo Garvin and the Jimmy Cole Orchestra with I'm on the Outside Looking In.
Miss, and you're his missus. Me he looks at, but it's you he kisses. You're in his arms, his life is yours, and I'm outside looking in.
The legendary Ink Spots were formed in Naptown during the mid-1930s. The Ink Spots recorded a variety of material, including blues and jazz songs. But they became best known for performing ballads, and the Ink Spots recorded many classic torch songs during their historic career. Up next, we'll hear three songs featured on their 1955 release, Street of Dreams, Torch Tunes by the Ink Spots. First, we'll hear Address Unknown, followed by Street of Dreams, and I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire.
Address unknown, not even a trace of you. Oh, what I'd give to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you so long. I should have known there'd come a day when you'd be gone. Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken into can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver and gold, all you can hold is in the moon. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do.
We just heard three songs featured on the 1955 Ink Spots album Street of Dreams, Torch Tunes by the Ink Spots. Up next, we'll hear a pair of classic torch songs from singer Helen Fox Walker. Helen was a popular singer on the Avenue during the 1950s, performing often with her husband, Earl Fox Walker, a notable jazz drummer. We'll hear two songs Helen cut in 1953 with the Jimmy Cole Band, A Fool Was I, and How Deep Is the Ocean.
A fool was I to fall in love the night I found you. I built my daydreams all around you. Oh, what a fool. How deep is the ocean?
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more Avenue Torch songs after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're listening to music from the great torch singers of Indiana Avenue. The smoke-filled clubs of Indiana Avenue were full of broken-hearted patrons who found comfort in this music. And many Avenue performers became masterful torch singers. One of the greatest torch singers to emerge from the Naptown scene was Debbie Andrews. Debbie's talent as a vocalist impressed many musicians, including Duke Ellington, who invited Debbie to tour with his orchestra during the early 1950s. We'll listen to two tracks from Debbie now. When Your Lover Has Gone, and Please Wait for Me.
The magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. It's lonely in this world since you've left, and there's no one to ever take your place. I've heard it said that there's life beyond the grave. Please wait for me.
We just heard two classic torch songs from vocalist Debbie Andrews. On this week's show, we're listening to music from the great torch singers of Indiana Avenue. And next, we'll hear a classic torch song performed by the great Naptown vocalist Aretha Bush. From Jimmy Cole's album, Now I Know Dreams Do Come True, this is Aretha Bush singing This Bitter Earth.
This bitter earth, what fruit it bears, what good is love that no one shares?
Vocalist Mildred Gummings began performing under the name Little Miss Cornshucks during the early 1940s. She was born in Dayton, Ohio, but spent the majority of her life in Naptown. Little Miss Cornshucks was best known as an R&B singer, but she recorded some classic torch songs too. And we'll hear two of those songs now. From 1949, we'll listen to Time After Time, followed by Why Was I Born from 1948.
Time after time, I'll tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Whoa! the boy and who ever living what do I care say what have I given.
We just heard two classic torch songs from Little Miss Conchucks. And on this week's show, we've been listening to music from the great torch singers of Indiana Avenue. We'll end with music from vocalist Everett Green, one of the greatest living legends of the Naptown music scene. From his 2002 album, I've Got Love, this is Everett Green with I Know My Heart.
I know my heart. It won't remember you, at least for very long. I know my heart. It may be sad for just a little while, but it will hardly show. I know my heart.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for this look back at the torch singers of Indiana Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Naptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on Naptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.